Welcome to episode 73, Rocks in the Outfield. We're back. Carl?
I am back.
Carl's still figuring out his mic.
I am back, in fact.
We're back. We went to a game last night. Actually, I'm not even going to get into that yet. It is Wednesday, September 22nd. The Angels are barbecue chicken cooked. I don't know. We talked about that last week, I think, but they are officially done. Got some things before we get into the show. Shout out Rico's. Haven't got a hair. Actually, I went and get a hair. I got a haircut. He cut it too short. So now I got to wait extra long before I go back.
I don't know why you cut it that short.
Yeah, because I was going to a wedding.
Nah.
Tell the truth.
What truth?
Special request.
What are you talking about? Because I was going to a wedding.
Okay.
I was in the wedding. I can't have platinum hair when I go to when you're in the wedding.
We can stick with that one.
Say what you got to say.
I'm just kidding, pussy. Dude. Why you get so mad?
Because you guys try to make it act like I'm a simp when I'm honestly like I'm third.
How did you even know
I'm third out of fourth place.
How did you know that I was
she's
going
saying
there?
Something.
How did you know that I was going there?
Because she's saying. So I know when she talks, she's trying to talk shit.
Not true.
Out of all the, it goes Pete, Monica, me, Carl. That's the simp order.
I'm like the opposite I'm first. Of the
you
simp.
Are the biggest simp of all time.
Who? Am I?
The me. Biggest. Out of everyone me. Here.
Pete's king.
He's simp. A bigger simp than I am.
Yeah, I think yeah. I am.
But you take the female crown. So he's like ALNL.
Oh, damn.
So
batting champions.
Before we get into this,
I
don't want to have to roast you guys again. So we're on the same team. I want to roast people on the other side, not on this side, but I will roast you guys if I have to. We got some games to talk about. They're not fun. So I don't know how long that segment's going to last. We have, we were 1-4, I think, since the last time we talked. Not fun. Sneakily lost to Oakland 3 times in that series.
We got swept.
Yeah, that's not fun. And then we have some injury updates. Actually, no, we don't, because it says injury updates, none. Thanks, Pete.
Well, there's no updates.
Well, then why would you even put injury update and then put a dot and then put none?
Is this the first time this season where there's no injury update? Because it sure does feel like it. Being hurt?
We
talked about it last time.
Yep. I feel like there was an injury news between last time we talked and now. Like Justin Upton officially out for the season, I think.
I told you that.
Not last week.
I told you that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but
I told you
official.
That when.
I thought it was.
It doesn't need to be official.
Don't be. It does need to be official.
We are official.
Yeah,
it doesn't
okay.
need to be official because even the official is not official.
Yeah. Then we got some league around the news. Carl stealing play cards at home plate. And then getting into fights. So that's typical Carl move.
My favorite league.
Him.
It is my favorite too.
We got Carl's Hot Corner coming up. Monica's Hotties, I think. I don't know. We haven't done that in forever. Pete's tweets hasn't gotten in trouble yet. So
nope.
He's trying to keep his job.
For no, I'm trying to keep a low profile.
Well,
thank you, Peter.
Low profile because of Maximus over there.
It's
for your own good.
Help me help you.
It's for your own good, Peter.
Help me help you. That's low all profile. I'm going to say. Help me help you. And then we have, we'll talk about some wild card teams. We'll talk about MVPs, some other awards. I don't know. Maybe not.
MVPs.
And then we have a great article from Pete's best friend, Sam Blum. The 10 games that changed the season, which we could get into it. See if we agree with some, disagree with some, is what it is. But before we get into that, to my right, who do we have?
The official reigning defending most best dressed person at the wedding we attended on Saturday.
You were the groom.
Reigning defending champion.
I'll
go by Carlos today.
You were the groom, literally.
I'll go by Carlos today.
Wait, were you really the groom?
Yeah, I got married and you weren't invited.
Pete, why would...
Pete, if I got married, you would be invited.
God damn it.
Come on,
I don't
Peter.
Know. I don't know.
Come on, Peter.
So yeah, the wedding was fun. If you guys were on Twitter, you guys obviously saw Carl and I. Me and Carl kind of started our own betting hashtag system. So I think for, football's taking over and we can kind of bring this back like to the Angels. Like the Angels have to be able to compete with the NFL. And right now, like it's no contest. On Sundays, there's just no Angels baseball.
Doesn't exist.
On Saturdays, there's no Angels baseball.
Yeah, like forget.
Like I have a 3 TV setup. On a Saturday, Angels aren't making this. It's Oklahoma, it's Alabama, Florida, USC. Like, because I like to bet on football. So it's all those teams on here. Angels, like if there's a whole slate of games and there's only one good game, maybe I'll throw the Angels on there. But on a Sunday, like no shot the Angels make the big screen. Like they don't make the lineup. So Carl and I started betting hashtag system for NFL. I think we're both up so far. So we had a pretty funny clip Saturday, thanks to UCLA, which ended up even being funnier because we bet UCLA. We didn't need UCLA to win. We just needed to.
We bet the over.
We bet the over, yeah. But I had Fresno State too. So like, yeah. It didn't matter if like UCLA won, it was cool. But because I still had Fresno plus 11, and then, so then Fresno scores and I'm like, oh, this is, or UCLA scores. And I'm like, all right, cool. I don't care who wins or loses. And then Fresno scores. That's just the cherry on top. Like, yeah. Oh, UCLA loses and I win money. Like, that's amazing. So
because UCLA went up like 2 and you're like, yeah, there's no chance that. Oh, yeah. Wait, that was the same. Oh, my God.
You're an idiot. So right now in the Club 32, gotcha. We have the Mariners A's game on one TV. We have Red Sox Mets, which I think that's going to change pretty soon to Giants Padres. Yeah. And then Angels Astros. They're actually down 2-0 right now. And Correa is at the plate.
Future Angel.
Future
Angel. Okay. To Carl's right, we have Mr. Peter Parker.
Yep. What's up?
Spidey tweets.
MVP Peter.
Spidey tweets. I kind of like that.
I don't like giving you any superhero affiliation.
Scratch that. We don't like it.
Shout out the guy who wants me Peter's to keep yelling at you.
Yeah, that guy.
Sick of, like, he just jacks off to me.
No doubt. Nice. A lot of people like yelling at me.
Well, sometimes it's warranted. It's not out of nowhere. Although today, today I said, link the article. I said, hey, link an article. And he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, bro, how are you getting grammatically correct on me now? Like, I thought he was Pete Slangs and he don't speak slang no more.
Wait, you said what?
I was like, can you link this? And it was.
And the article was already linked. Mm-hmm. I was like, link what? What do you want me to link? Link it to a paywall. Tweet?
You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, can you link this? And then he like was like, what do you mean? He's like, you want to read it? And I was like, no, Pete, I don't want to. And I was like, yeah, I want to fucking read it.
Fucking Peter, dude. He's
like, sometimes you get Stanford Pete and then sometimes you get like Santa Ana College Pete.
There's no in between.
There really is no like. There is no like,
in between.
Yeah, so you'll get like Ivy League Pete, or you'll get
The Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore Pete. I don't like Bishop Sycamore Pete, but I do like Stanford Pete. But I'm not ready for Stanford Pete. He'll just come out of nowhere and then be like,
"Oh no! Watch out!"
Yeah, exactly.
You either get TMU Pete or you get Dylan Tech Pete.
And then Pete's right, Monica, who was also at the wedding.
I was,
but then just did an Irish goodbye, just left out of nowhere.
No, I said bye to you. If you don't remember, you don't remember.
Confirm?
I remember her saying bye to you.
She said bye to you?
I didn't say bye to Carl. Bye to me. I said bye to you, and I said bye to the groom and the bride. Well, that's just,
it's about respect.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, first of all, no. Wait.
Monica does this fucking thing at like social settings where she doesn't talk to us. And maybe it's because she's like with her girls and
did talk to you.
It's not work related.
I'm not complaining.
It's not work related.
Yeah, and but then she's also just like.
Also, didn't have one whiskey the whole night.
Hey, what's up?
I did talk to you.
Hey. Didn't have one whiskey the whole night.
Did not have one whiskey confirmed by me.
All I want to say is that I am literally Mexican and I come from a Mexican mother who growing up made you say bye to every single person at the party.
Except
so now I just bounce.
You skipped me.
Now at all times, I say bye to no one and I leave.
Any whiskey defense?
No, I start.
Did you have any Basil Hayden on the way?
No.
What were you just about to say?
I had nothing but tequila.
You heard him. You heard him tell me.
No, I was gonna say that I had 6 shots of tequila, which is a lot for me, and you know that.
I know that it's a lot.
You know that.
I don't know anything.
Because I don't drink.
I don't know anything.
You know that I don't drink.
Oh yeah.
Max's girl.
But you're a big tequila girl.
Max's girl texted me the other day. She's like, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, thanks. Well,
I'm not going to lie. I'm
not proud.
I'm not going to lie. We had like 30 drinks that night.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Maybe not that many.
You had 48 Montuckies.
Not 40.
63.
Jacob wanted to know what those were.
72.
Okay.
I should have been like, go fuck yourself.
You had 8 Montuckies.
At least.
And then you had a couple shots of tequila.
Okay.
I had 73 Palomas.
True.
12 shots of tequila.
Inaccurate, but okay.
No, okay, 75.
73 Palomas?
Dude, that's a lot.
We need to get a Paloma sponsor if that's the case, if you're down in that many. Okay, so the gang's all here. We're ready to roll. Last night, Carl and I went to an Angels game. Sat at the St. Archer Brewery. Never sat there before. I know some of you guys are probably listening like, oh, you fucking idiot.
You're late.
That place is always the best place to sit. We went and we sat there the whole time. No inning limit. had a great meeting with the one who shall not be named.
Great
meeting. Couldn't be more excited. Like, me and Carl went into the game being like, fuck, why are we here? You know, it's against the Astros. I think we were down like 5-0 before we even stepped foot into the stadium. And we're like, why are we even here? And we're like, fuck, man, I'm kind of, you know, this is going to be a long game. Like, fuck, I guess maybe Shohei will hit one. We left that stadium buzzing because the meeting we had went
I've never been happier walking out of a 10-5 loss than I
was. Exactly. That was the happiest I've ever been for a 10-5 loss. A lot of things coming for 2022. A lot of things coming for spring training, the offseason, things like that. We just have to, you know, it's like a haircut. We just got to clean up some things on the side and then
trim it up.
I think it's going to be great. We need to do, we might need to bring in another person who likely doesn't talk that much.
Yeah.
And can get along with me, which is, that's the biggest
hurdle.
Hurdle, but also my thing. So
that gets rid of a lot of potential candidates.
Well,
he's gone. He's gone. She's gone. No, they're gone.
There's no she. Like, you're tripping if you think there's going to be a she. Oh.
Monica's the only she. If she
identifies. Well, don't say. See, like, you say things like that, and then we lose her. Like, it's gone.
If she identifies.
It's Halo Hottie all over again.
No, that's not what I meant.
It's literally like that. Like, so today, we have an issue, because you guys are like, no, you twerk on the field. Oh, no, you. Because there's a video of a girl twerking at Fenway, and I didn't see the whole thing. She got thrown out, right?
You started it.
I don't think
you
so.
You did start it.
Did you get thrown out?
I don't think so. I didn't see her getting thrown out.
I said, hey, like, how long does it, if that happens at Angel Stadium, if a girl starts twerking at Angel Stadium, which I actually think she doesn't get thrown out at Angel Stadium.
What's the lady's name in 240? The one
Barbara.
Who? Yeah, she would kick her ass. Her ass out.
Dude, I honestly don't know if there's like girls that can twerk at Angel Stadium.
It's not even if they can. They're if they rough. Do, like, I don't think they get kicked out. But the video basically said, like, at Fenway, that if, like, they have a joke called Friendly Fenway, if you twerk, you get kicked out. So I was like, hey, how long do you think this girl lasts at Angel Stadium?
Friendly Fenway, like the same way Angel Stadium, like that.
Friendly Fenway is a nickname that they use for Fenway to be like, it's not fun here.
What the fuck happened to Johnny Damon? You got the sweetest ass in the league.
That was a movie.
Yeah, but that had to be kind of real.
I mean.
Come on, dude.
No.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Real.
Hey, it could happen.
Yeah, okay.
Very real. Very real.
So, yeah, then we got, now Carl's going to have to twerk on camera.
Not happening. Best I can do is one shotgun. Not going to twerk.
Can't do that because they open the beer for you.
Nah, you got to go to the right place.
It's just, you're burning out your shorts. Okay. Not a ton of stuff going on. We're basically like, is there one specific thing you're doing, like watching the Angels right now? Like, are you just like, you know, I'll let you guys go first, but like, is it, you're just if you're still watching, hoping for wins, you're a psychopath. But in terms of, like, you know, what do you, when you check the Angels box score or when you, you know, do things like, and Shohei just got thrown out. What do you look for? Like, what are you looking for in the box score?
We just saw it. I mean, the only thing I watch the games for right now is to see what Shohei can do. Like, we're on home run watch, you know, he's 2 away from Gloss, I believe.
Yeah.
3 away from breaking the record.
Yeah, he hit 45 last night.
He did.
And I also, you know, I think they said he's going to go again on Sunday pitching, so he's going to go for 10 wins. So we're watching that. And I mean, fuck, dude, he's really just adding to the most impressive single season resume of all time. He's already got that in the bag, solidified, hashtag not MVP. But
That discussion's getting a little wild, huh?
Dude, it's so tired and it's just pathetic. Like, people don't even know what to say anymore, like how to argue it. Like, oh, Vladdy's ERA is 0. Oh, yeah, dude? So is how many bitches you get.
Well,
0.
That, like, see, I, like, fuck, man. I've had such a tough time, like, being like, all right, don't be mean to this person, but it's they just asked for it. Yeah. It's literally quite impossible.
Fucking stop being soft. You went soft on me recently.
Who did I go soft on?
You went soft on me.
Like, when?
I
told you I felt bad.
You're not the same guy that I know.
Nah, like, well, we got eyeballs
fights
now.
Fights with randoms.
We got, no,
it's,
I'm still
the
out there.
Eyeballs, I
I'm
think.
Still out there. I'm still out there. You're tripping. I had to body 2 guys yesterday. And then I get mad because it's like, dude, I see them on Twitter and they're going back and forth with everybody and they're saying, yeah, to this, to that, to this. And I see like other accounts arguing with, like, let's say one bad guy, and they're going back and forth. And I'm like, all right, well, this, all right, let me step in. And then I step in and I get a little fucking cupcake response. And it's like, well, fuck, what am I supposed to do? Like,
you guys peaked.
Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, you just don't want me to cook you. And that's like, that's
exactly it.
That's like, oh, I don't want, I'll play basketball with them, but not with you. Like,
what the fuck? Yeah, you don't want to get fucking dunked on.
They know they're going to get bodied.
It's time to get dunked on. So that's like some of the things on Twitter I've been having a real fucking problem with, because like, I want to play too, but I just can't get any action.
With the girls? Or,
all right.
Can you specify?
Yeah. We're going to play that game? Pete, what are you still watching the Angels for?
Because I love the team.
I don't watch them anymore, dude.
Yeah, you don't even watch them anymore.
He's fucking at home being a simp in this room listening to Day and Night.
Yeah, that video. I need that video to... that needs to be like our... Like, as soon as the season ends, like, you got to tweet like X amount of days till the next game or something. And then just...
Yeah, that's the plan.
What if
day one without baseball?
What if day and night became the Angels?
You already knew that, or I just gave that to you?
No, I was already going to plan to do it. Either with the Rocks account or my account.
Sure. All right, Monica, why are you still watching? If you're even watching.
She don't watch.
Sexist.
Did you didn't even let me get a word out.
Noted sexist, Pete Soto.
I do watch. I do watch. I honestly watch because I enjoy... Right now, the reason I watch is because I enjoy watching the game and then interacting or seeing people on Angels Twitter during the game, right? Mm. Like people tweeting and their frustrations. Like that's the only thing besides Ohtani that has me still watching.
For sure. Okay.
Other than that, my ass would be gone a long time ago because I don't do well with disappointment.
You're a Rams fan.
I know. I've had plenty of practice. What are
we talking about? You're not good with it.
I had my disappointments. Very I don't good. Want them anymore.
Okay, so the games. I mean, we played the White Sox on Thursday. Alex Cobb returned from the grave.
Side Cobb.
Elite. We win that game 9-3. We kind of kill White Sox Twitter. They're non-existent. It is kind of hard to go at it with a first-place team, even though their division is cupcake. But
we actually own the season series with them.
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
Cool. So
with a lot of big teams, actually. Oh, okay.
Cool. What else? All right.
Cool. Little side note.
So yeah, the White Sox 9-3. That game was fun. Five innings pitch for Cobb, 5 strikeouts, 2 hits, and then Renjifo, the Toxic King, and Rojas hit a home run.
The fugitive
in that game. Rojas, Anaheim native.
That's what I've heard.
People were saying he's in Anaheim.
Enough is enough.
What?
The Anaheim native shit.
He's from Anaheim. Did you know that?
Yeah. Enough is enough, dude.
Okay. I think
I've heard that.
Then we get into it with Oakland. Not fun. First game we lose 4-5. Diaz MLB debut. Who's that?
I don't know how to say his name. Joe Nathan or something.
On the Angels, yes. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe Nathan, that fucking
his
name is like JH or something like that.
He looked like Jose Suarez. Like he's like Jose Suarez boy.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Oakland series is really not that fun. I think the only thing we could really take out probably Ohtani Day. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that on Sunday?
Yep. Eight innings of quality ball.
Of course, and got no help.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we heard that before? You know, Ohtani does his thing, no help. That sucks because was he in line for the win at all?
No.
I was watching football.
No, so he got the no decision because we started to come back in the ninth and then the stupid Manfred rule screwed us.
He was down 2 like most of the game, huh?
Yeah, he was down 2-0
the
whole game, I think.
One of the cool parts about the Oakland series, I don't know if you guys heard it. There's a clip on Twitter. Dallas Braden, my ears were ringing. Yeah. Dallas Braden just basically shouting out the podcast 2 times. Although they weren't, like, I think Yan Gomes hit a home run to dead center to the Rocks in the outfield. And then Dallas Braden's like, Rocks in the outfield. It's like, all right, well,
he hit
great.
That one right off the Rocks.
Thanks, to be fair, like he literally told me that's what he's going to do. He's like, yeah, I'll shout you out when they hit one right there. And I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. No one's going to hit it there.
And then they did.
And they did. And then now he's like, yeah, so shout out to the Rocks in the outfield. And then like at the commercial break, like his partner was talking about the Rocks in the outfield. And Dallas Braden playing coy, he's like, yeah, it sounds like a podcast. So
he's a... He's love a funny guy. Like he's, you can compare him like for the people that watch football and stuff. Like Pat McAfee is kind of like he tried his thing with the broadcasting shit. Didn't really work out. Like,
yeah.
I guess in terms of like how ESPN would want it or like cookie cutter shit. Dallas, I feel like is what.
Oh, there's no one else like him.
I feel like Dallas is what McAfee like what they wanted McAfee to be. Like, he's the perfect
mix. Like, keeps the lead.
He's the perfect mix of, like, going to entertain you, going to fuck around, but, like, still inform you at the same time.
So, I actually have the clip. I'm going to play it. I'm the only one with headphones here, so I'll listen to it, but I'll let you guys know, like, when to laugh and shit. So, let me see. Nope, I didn't let you know yet. So, you're skinny.
Wait, what's the signal?
Your wireless bill with Xfinity.
So, here is the clip. From
the rocks out in deep left center field. You hit a ball up there, you've done some damage. Where the ball will end up, I do not know. Rocks in the outfield.
Shout out Dallas.
Sounds like the name of a podcast.
Well, if you grow up...
It is a podcast, Dallas. Thank you very much. You just said it, so you guys could laugh. Now,
thank you, Dallas. I love you.
And let me... Here is clip number two, if you guys haven't heard. Enjoy.
Yan Gomes, 420 feet out to center field. Just absolutely smokes what looks to be a little spinning slider, Kipe. Don't sleep on Yan. Pack your bags. All aboard. Next stop, Pound Town. Off the rocks in the outfield.
Yeah, so Yan Gomes, dead center.
Shout out to Dallas, man.
Yeah, that was elite. And he is, I think you're right, he is kind of like Pat McAfee or like Aqib Talib if you're watching NFL right now. Yeah. Like I was listening to Aqib Talib, and it's literally like the scene from Haunted House. Like, what happened to your furniture cut? Like, that shit, it's fucking hilarious. It's the best type of broadcasting there is out there right now.
It makes you really wonder why, and I mean, we kind of know to a degree, but it makes you wonder why more ex players are not in the booths. Like,
yeah,
there's no one that knows the game better than these guys. Like, Gooby. True. Gooby's the epitome of an ex player. Just
I forgot he was ex player,
like killing it at their job. Aqib Talib is lit. Like, even Jonathan Vilma's okay. That's a home run by ex Angel, Jason Castro.
Fuck you.
But yeah, I mean, like, I feel like most ex player in the booth experiments have gone pretty fucking well.
For sure.
Even remember when Garrett Anderson was in the booth?
I was thinking.
Oh yeah, dude, I definitely think you have to have a personality for it, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Not every player would.
That's
be.
Why I mean, they set up the right guys for those opportunities.
They know who.
Well, like, because I don't see the value, like, unless you have like a Don Orsillo, Gooby, or like, I don't know, who just one of the top dogs, like Joe Buck or whatever. Like, why would you just have like a fresh, like normal dude when just get an ex player? Like, there's just no like. I don't think there's much value for like the regular guys anymore. I was thinking like, what would a booth be like with like Dallas and Gooby? Because I wonder like, I like daydream about the stuff where like, what if Dallas came down to Anaheim and it was him and Gooby, and then he's like, fuck it, I live down here, I'll be closer to my family, do the Angels, whatever. Like, that should be insane.
Well, and in our limited interactions, or I mean, in our interactions with Dallas, and then like the limited interactions we've seen on Twitter between
Dallas and Gooby.
It's all love. You could tell it.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, they have a man crush on each
other. Dallas speaks so fucking highly of Gooby, and then Gooby's always like, Dallas, you're the man. Like, I appreciate you, bro. So you love that camaraderie in the booth. Like when it was Gooby and Victor, it really seemed like they enjoyed each other. They got along, you know? So, I mean, yeah, you kind of hope that your booth guys are going to be fans of each other. Like, you don't want two people that can't stand each other.
You know what?
And it's just awkward.
You know what we never talked about? Like, we never talked about Victor Rojas' comments. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
you
that
remember
just that? Happened. Remember that just happened like a couple days ago, didn't it?
Oh, that was like a, maybe yeah, like, that was like before ago. the last yeah. episode.
It was?
So he basically just says like, oh, fuck. Like, I was frustrated with the team and I was... you know, I was frustrated with the team and I didn't like the way they were going. And
he didn't like the direction, huh?
That it was going. Did he say something about, like, was he saying, like, he wasn't allowed to say certain things? Or he was just strictly talking direction?
I think he meant the direction that the team was headed in terms of, like, not competing, not, you know, like.
I mean, yeah, I don't know when he got there, but yeah, it had to be, like, 5 straight years of not being competitive. That kind of had to do it to him.
Yeah, dude, it's if we can't get up excited to come and do a podcast that we have a ton of fun at and we fuck around, like, imagine getting up, getting excited to go
for 162.
Watch a team that's...
Well, that's how I felt yesterday when we went to the
fair.
Game.
60, that's 100. Actually super
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
when we went to that game Tuesday, I was like, fuck, man. I was like, other than this, like, you know, link up, like, I really don't want to, like, watch this team right now, let alone be there in person. Like, April, whatever, 1st or whatever, the home opener, we were there, like, I don't know, 30 minutes before getting drinks, hanging out, couldn't wait. And then yesterday we showed up in like the third inning. We're like, ah, fuck it. Like, you know, we'll link up this meeting.
We showed up
we'll
the third going, inning so. With like,
read it.
Like dragging ass.
P has the quote.
In a text that he sent to Artie Moreno, he was like, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but know that with a clear mind and conviction, I want that effing job. I'm ready. Rojas texted Moreno.
You have to give context of what it was.
Yeah, bro. Pete, that's not what the...
He's talking about the GM job.
Yeah, he's talking about the GM.
We weren't talking about the GM job.
That, yeah, that's what you were talking about.
No, we weren't. We were talking about why he left the booth. Left.
Yeah, he left because he got...
Not Gooby, Vic.
That's what I meant.
He left because he got mad he didn't get the job. That's he was basically
I thought
sour.
He said he was mad about the direction of the team. There was a clip that was going around. There was a quote.
Let me find it.
Regardless if... I think we all know he left because he didn't get the GM job.
Yeah.
But that's like not what he said.
It was a straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, he said something else. He said something about like the direction of the team.
Yeah.
People are going to be going crazy being like, he said, like, all right, we were looking for it. Relax. Like, chill, we're going to find it.
No, but he was so tight, bro. He was so like...
He was real.
He's so authentic and he's so... He just was like the perfect combination with Gooby and it's like, it sucks that...
He's literally about as real as it gets, especially when we talked to him and how he was talking to... You know how him and Gooby got along. He's just a real dude. Like, you know, the way he fucked up when we had a doubleheader. We were away, but we walked it off, but they still had a chance. Like, it was just a weird thing. Like, when he fucked that up, like, anybody's going to fuck that up.
Drive home safely. Oh, no.
Yeah, like that stuff is cool. Fuck, man. I bummed out that he left. But, yeah, those comments were just kind of like, fuck you because I didn't get the job.
It doesn't say it in the article I have right here. The one that my best friend wrote.
All right. All right. Speaking
he
of your best,
purposely left speaking, that out.
He definitely left that out.
Speaking of your best friend, let's get into the article that he put out today on Wednesday. The 10 games that changed the Angels season. And if I don't know if this is correct or not, but like, are we like fucking him over in any way if we read this out loud?
No, why would not? It's for us.
I know, but it's for people who pay.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't care. Anyway.
We're not reading the whole article.
Yeah, we're just. I mean, we're giving dates. We're hold giving on, dates and then our thoughts.
You fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. Sorry, we have a bet on Seattle and the guy stopped on third. Fucking idiot. All right, so Pete, I'm going to need you to keep up. If you don't...
Just give me a date and
if
go.
If you don't keep up, that guy's going to get his wish.
It's a repeat.
All right, so the first game here... the first game here is April 10th of the 2021 season. For those of you that don't know, this is a... Blue Jays Angels game. The Blue Jays put up a 15 piece. Ugh. And the Angels put up one. I think we remember that. We were at.
I remember.
Where were we?
That game was disgusting.
Where were we?
In Dundon or whatever it's called?
Where's nope. We weren't in Dundon.
We. You, last even, podcast, even, you said we were the team.
Even, he's talking
you
about,
and I weren't in Dundon.
He was talking about.
You were probably at Topgolf.
Mm, 2 weeks I will be.
Yeah, weren't we at Danny Kaye's?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dude, I remember everything. I'm like a fucking elephant. I got the brain of a fucking elephant, dude.
Yeah, so that memory. Game that game was super fun. That game,
don't fucking yell at me.
I did.
Yeah, that game was not fun. I don't know why I said that.
Super
that,
fun.
That day. That,
I had
that actual,
such a great time.
That actual day was super fun. I remember it got rained
it was
out.
A weird rain delay, yeah.
And then they started it, and then we're like 15-1. That was the first time we really got our cheeks clapped that year. And like so far, we were like, I don't know, like 9-3 or something. Like we were like on top of the world.
I remember that game swung our run differential to like -8.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
so
just never recovered.
Well, fuck.
I think I was reading it in Sam Blum's article. Dexter Fowler got hurt the day before. So that was the first day without him.
Yeah. The day prior to that, we were like at like 68% to make the postseason. Yeah. And then the day after that, we fell to like a...
That was our highest odds, right? I think you tweeted that.
Yep.
That was also our first wrong injury description, too.
In my opinion, that's like when everything went downhill. Literally, in the graph, it goes down.
And by the way, if anyone here doesn't agree with like, oh, that's not one of the biggest games, say that and then replace it with another game because there's a couple on here that are like, I'm sure he did the work and whatever, but whatever.
So that one, I do agree with him.
I don't think it was that big of a deal.
That was.
I think
the game before was a bigger of a deal because we lost extra foul.
But in retrospect, no one's gonna be like no.
A 15-1 loss in game 11 is not a big deal. I say 5-whatever win on the day before we lose our starting right fielder is probably a bigger deal.
Yeah, but at the time you couldn't have said that like we didn't realize what Dexter was going to mean to the team until he was already gone. Like, we're like, oh, we're just going to plug in Lagares.
Yeah, but isn't this what this is doing? Like, we're looking back and being like, oh, yeah, this game actually sucked.
Yeah, but remember seeing that game and it was fucking demoralizing?
That sets a tone.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, my God.
Just looking back at it, it's just,
hey, chill out, horny. Can't look back at it.
Fucking horny ass.
Podcast, dude.
Fucking horny. Well, I am, like, right next to him, but.
Okay, the next one on the list, April 23rd, Houston game. I don't know if we're home or away because Pete put all these.
No, it's
was this the NASA game that they fucked us with the
replay? Everything I sent you is like, I think in it order. Is.
I know that it's all in order, but you put Blue Jays Angels, Houston Angels, other team Angels, other team Angels. Like, so Angels are always last. That makes me think the Angels are home.
Hey, I'm not the, that's the way my best friend put it.
Well, that's not how you write baseball stories. Okay. Houston 5, Angels 4, 10-inning game. I literally think that's the game where the ball was foul, but they called it fair.
This was the game where, now again, I'm going off the article. It's where the Angels led 2-0, then Houston made it a 2-2 game, and Albert Pujols singled in the 10th inning, giving the Angels a 4-2 lead. But my goddamn closer, before he started being the best closer in baseball, surrendered three runs in the bottom of the 10th to lose the game. And after that, he just became the best closer in the game.
Three in the 10th?
April 23rd.
Yep. Three in the 10th?
Yep.
Yeah, that had to be the one where they didn't have the camera, where we were just roasting. No, that had to be that. Because that's the only game we went to extras with Houston, I think.
Just seeing Albert Pujols' name is just weird now.
So weird. When you read it, I was like, what?
Yeah, not that weird.
Yeah, it was, dude.
It was, right? So April 23rd, only 2 weeks after that demoralizing loss. Yeah, that one sucked, not gonna lie. I agree with this game. Like, this game, I don't think was that big. Like, the ones in April and May aren't that big of swinging points. But yeah, that game sucked.
But it adds up.
Sure, there was one where we lost by like 16, like 16-2.
That game was bullshit. That game was worse. Because if that ball's called foul, we probably get out of there with a dub.
Easily.
And it changes the momentum of a lot of, like...
For sure.
It can change everything.
Yeah, the trajectory of the season is like... Especially division games, dog. Fuck, like, because
we were so bad. We
played the division so poorly.
We had to stack those wins up early. May 6th, game number 3 on this list, Tampa Bay 8, Angels 3. I think that whole series kind of was a wake-up call for us. We got swept by the Rays at home, 4-game set. Just not fun. I think that's the first time we got swept that in 2021. And it didn't show any signs of life. Completely were just the worst team. And they come into our house, clap our cheeks, 8-3. I think we got out to a 3-0 lead before that. And then they just kind of turned. The Rays are just the Rays.
The blowpen.
That was a blowpen game.
The Rays are so damn good.
Like, Myers, Slagers, and Pena.
Yeah, dude, I forgot
Major
about
Major blowpen
game. Yeah, so that game, I mean, I'd say, yeah, that game did swing the door open. Again, it's a little early, but kind of changed the tone and kind of were like, all right, well, we're not as good as the Rays. So that kind of brought us back down. That kind of humbled us, I think.
He's from Anaheim.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, it's pretty annoying when you're going against the team that, like, at that time we still were like, oh, we can contend. And then it was just a fucking kick in the nuts that
you're like, fuck.
We couldn't bang with the previous year's American
League literally champions. If we would have split or took one
that's
out of
kind
three,
of key too
yeah,
got the whole stadium chanting fucking Randy, like I remember that. Game number 4, Cleveland came to Anaheim to play the Angels. I think this is one that this was the first time I was shocked that we didn't take a series, because I think we were snagging series like left and right before May 18th. Like, we were like winning this one, like we won the Blue Jays series, we split with the Astros, one with the White Sox, we were like taking all these series. And the Cleveland ones, that's one where you're like, oh, we're going to take at least 2 out of 3. Like, we're going to at least not lose the series. And I think that's one where we end up losing the series. I don't know if we blew a lead or not.
You can't fucking beat Cleveland.
You know what game this was,
that's
too?
That's the problem.
No, it was the day after. First game without Trout.
All right.
We can't fucking.
Testing you over there.
Maybe when
thanks,
they become.
Thanks for testing me on my podcast. I appreciate it.
Maybe when they become the Guardians, it's not going to be fucking 1-18.
That's not bad. That's not a bad take. I like that. Maybe we can't beat the Indians because we're PC, but we can beat the Guardians because they're not indigenous.
But this was
people.
Also another blowpen game. Alex Claudio.
Old friend alert.
Those are like three games already that are like the blowpen. friend of the except podcast. For
I'm surprised they're not all the
blowpen. Except for the Blue Jays 15, Angels 1.
I mean, technically that's bullpen too.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, okay.
I'm not gonna not give that one to the bullpen. Okay. Yeah, that was game four. Game five, Oakland 8, Angels 4. I don't remember this one. I think we were in Hawaii when this happened.
Might have been.
June 16th. Oh, I do remember this game.
Yeah.
This is the no service game for us. Oh. Where we were going up a fucking mountain. We didn't have any service.
Rotahana.
And we leave.
It was 4-0.
I want to kick her out just for saying that name.
It was for
get out. For get reminiscing. Out. Get out. Get out. Because I know she liked that shit.
It was 4-0 Angels, right?
It was, and then he lost signal. 4-0 I remember Angels, talking about it.
4-0 Angels. I lose signal going up this mountain. I'm like, all right, what's the worst it could be? Then someone gets signal. I think your sister, Carl. She's like, it's 8-4. And I'm like, who? She's like, the Oakland. And I'm like,
the green team.
What the fuck is going on right now? And I'm like, get me off of this fucking mountain. And then we get back, and it's 8-4. So I didn't even watch that game. That was a GameCast game for me. Pete, what happened?
Griffin Canning pitched 5 solid innings, and then the bullpen, Tony Watson came in, allowed 5 hits, a walk, and didn't record a single.
Oh, I remember that.
Were there a few errors or something? Like something random? Like some random shit
I don't
that
know
happened?
If it says that. It would be nice to know if Pete had GameCast pulled up, but he doesn't.
So. Does not. I can pull it up real quick if you
want. Nah, it's too late, bro.
Oh, okay.
8-4.
Let us slow down, Peter.
8-4. yeah, I mean, the A's just kind of had our number all year, and that was not cool, not great. Cause then
it doesn't even sound like, it just sounds like the blowpin.
It's honestly what it is.
That's every game.
Every
A lot of these top 10 games, yeah. Like, but
4 out of 5 are blowpin.
Yeah. Well, which one's not?
According to you, 5 out of 5.
The Houston one. No, the Houston one was in blowpin.
Yeah, that Iglesias.
I mean, that's not blowpin.
Yeah, he's part of the bullpen.
He gave up 3 runs one time this year.
No, that was
after that, he went on a streak.
We can forgive him.
That was the NASA game. That was the NASA
game. That was literally a NASA game.
All right.
Game number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. San Francisco Giants. They're a wagon. 9, Angels 3. 13 innings.
That's where Canning played left field. I was at that game.
This is the someone was safe at home, but then was called out at home. Yes, Lagares was safe.
I remember this. Lagares was safe.
This is not a fun segment because it's just like remembering all the shitty times where we let down.
I see it in your faces when you remember the moment and you're like.
Yeah, I think it was like 2-2 going into the 8th or something.
Yeah.
And then like 9th.
No, in the 9th too. I think it was 2-2. And then we won.
They scored and then we scored again.
And then it said final. I remember it said Angels 3,
the game was over.
Giants 2, final. God damn it. And they reversed it, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah, because the fireworks went off that game.
What a horrendous memory.
It was so bad.
That's actually like a jinx. Was that foul ball?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Let's block that one out.
All right. Yeah, that game sucked. I mean, I think that one reminds me of – it's always going to remind me of 2018. We swept the Dodgers.
That was actually – sorry to interrupt, dude. They just showed this fucking kid on the Oakland game.
Okay.
Holding this sign, they showed him right before they at bat and said, we drove 2 million miles to see Matt Chapman. Then he hits a bomb.
2 million miles.
Not 2 million.
Too many.
2,641.
Too many miles.
Okay. I'm trying to see if that affects our bet. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, that game reminds me. We swept the Dodgers, and then we're like, okay, we're going to play the Tigers, Orioles. Like, we're going to be on top of the world, and then we flop. Fletch was out at home.
Yeah, the Fletch was out.
18-inning game. Like, that game, brutal. July 9th, Seattle 7, Angels 3. Don't really see this one standing out.
Angels led 3-0. They're looking to finish strong in the weekend heading into the All-Star break. They just defeated Boston in the series, had a sweep against Baltimore, taking 2-3 from the Yankees.
That's the Ottavino? Or no, that's the Pesky Pole series?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I kind of remember it, but not. I think we took 1 out of 3.
Oh, I do remember this game. This is where they brought Jose Quintana in to face the two lefties and couldn't get an out. Blowpen. Mm. Weird.
Okay. Another blowpen.
Shocker.
That is so far
I think you're on
five blowpens?
Yeah.
And two not blowpens? Yeah, game 7, Oakland 4, Angels 0. Again, don't really remember these Oakland games because it feels like every time we played them, they were beating our ass, and it was 4-0.
What day was that?
July 29th.
I can't tell you if it's a home or away.
July Pete 29th didn't sounds like it was at home, and we couldn't get anything going, I think, against, like, fucking Bassett.
Let Pete read it.
July 29th. I'm trying to see if it was home or away for you, because you guys keep coming from my neck.
I think it was home. Because we were at the Barn
Burner. We lost.
Also game 8, not game 7.
Game 8?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks, Monica. Bundy. Gave up 3 runs in the first. Nice. Offense didn't come up. Didn't show up. Bats were still packed. No bueno. Yeah, Dylan Bundy.
Didn't say,
but let me see. I got it right here.
It was like Bassett or something.
July 29th. It was Montas.
Frankie Montas?
Yeah, that guy always cooks. I feel like every time he's on the mound, I'm like, I feel like we should blow him up, and then he like ends up doing.
He's having a really good second half. Yeah. Really good.
Because fucking Montas, he'll give up 4 runs in back-to-back games, and then he faces us, and it's like a no-hitter.
Why is this little girl still on the TV? I'm fucking confused.
How are you? That's a weird thing for Cindy Monica to complain about. I feel like you would want her to be on TV.
It's been 3 hours.
Kids are the future.
Is there nobody else in the stadium?
Are we going to talk about how long his socks are?
Not to...
Are they at St.
Game 9, Dodgers-Angels 5-3. This one's a big one. I think this is the biggest one on the list.
This is in Los Angeles.
This one killed our playoff hopes, mm-hmm. and we lost to the guys upstairs. The Bellinger wake-up game when he woke up for 2 innings and then decided to go back to sleep.
First game that he wasn't high.
It was on a Sunday, season. I think I was there.
It was,
I was in the home run seats.
You were filming.
Yep.
I think Guerra came in at a clutch time when he shouldn't have. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he came in. They hit him hard in the 8th. And then the Angels ended up losing that series.
Are you okay? Are you falling asleep?
No. I'm reading it to you.
He's rattled, dude.
You are fucking rattled right now.
He's rattled.
That game I'd say is pretty important. Yeah, probably don't. and then the last one, Baltimore 10, Angels 6. I don't think that one's that embarrassing, but yeah, that's kind of when our season died. That's when we were
barbecue chicken. We lost to Baltimore. That's embarrassing.
Not really, but okay.
It's Baltimore.
The Yankees lose to Baltimore all the time.
Nah, but wasn't that when...
That's when our season died. Dead.
And then that probably was no why it pulse, matters. Baltimore nothing. Was on a 19-game losing streak.
That guy is going to town. Pete, get that clip.
Baltimore was on a 19-game losing streak, and then that shit fucking happened.
Buddy is going to town.
So demoralizing for the rest of the season.
He is going to town on the nachos. Give me that clip. Thank you.
He still hasn't even noticed.
Wow. Unbelievable. The 10 games, I don't really disagree with Sam too much. I think some here could probably just be this series sucked because it probably is hard to narrow it down to 10 games.
Entire series.
But, some of the stuff, he's pretty spot on, I think. There's not one that... Is there one that you'd include? I mean, Trout getting hurt, I'd put that game in there.
One that stands out that you're like, what the fuck?
I'd put Trout getting hurt in there. I'd put... I guess you could probably find a way to put the Rendon.
Oh, I have one.
What?
The fucking Jose Quintana comes in and gives up the grand slam to Haniger. Or was it...
Ooh, do you remember that? I do remember that game. That yes. Yes.
We were at Biggs. We were tied. I think it was 4-4 or 3. It was 3-3.
It's the game you told me to go to Biggs with, right? Was it that game?
It was
the one game I told you to come to Biggs.
It was 3-3.
I feel like I've invited you a lot of times.
Lies.
We invited you to Biggs for the Little League World Series.
I mean, yeah.
You're right.
That's that game.
Yep.
It wasn't the Little League World Series. I'm trying to correct Pete. Hey, you don't act like we're the only one that gets interrupted.
Next.
Don't act like you're the only one that gets talked
about. Then why you ask me what game and then...
Pete said the one I took you to Biggs. And I said, no, not that game.
Hey, I'm just getting the clip.
Trying to get him to shut up so you could talk. Go ahead.
Just getting the clip.
I think it ended 7-3, Mariners.
Bring the fucking rally monkey back. Jesus Christ.
I think.
Oh, shit. We need it. You're going to piss on that one.
Dude, he is going to ham on those nachos.
Pete.
Just looking at the clip for you.
We need to get...
this fucking guy. We need an intervention, hitting, dude.
All right. Since Carl wants to talk right now, let's go to Carl's Hot Corner. Brought to you by Carl Jr.
Yeah. This is gonna hopefully carry on to next season. The Angels are in the Hot Corner.
You are not gonna do that.
Yep.
He just put a whole franchise into the Hot Corner.
You've done that before. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of you doing it right now.
What was the last time?
The Padres.
He put the Padres.
And what happened to them?
They won.
They died.
They cooked.
They didn't win anything.
They gone.
They beat us
won the following game.
Yeah, we played. They beat us.
Died.
This is going to be like a foreshadowing Hot Corner. So the Angels are embarrassing to be
that trio
for fans like us that spend a ton of money and want to be. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'll never root for another fucking team. This will always be my team. I don't care if they lose forever. But I would like them not to.
There is a drive into deep left center field.
I really need the Angels to break this now 7-year streak of not going to the playoffs.
Would love that too.
And hey, everyone that's hurt, get healthy. Everyone that sucks, don't. And every pitcher that has been part of the 10 games that we talked about that were the blowpen games, figure it out.
You're putting the entire team on the hot seat,
dude.
Yeah, I think Madden said it best today.
Okay, who deserves to not be on the hot seat?
No, I'm just trying to make sure that's the route you want to go down.
It is.
All right. Well, I'm listening to you.
I put Marsh on the hot seat, and now he's hitting 500 since. So, there's that.
Source?
My source is my eyeballs when I watch the games.
You're supposed to say literally me.
No.
You see the Joe Madden's quote today?
Yeah, talk about it.
Just to piggyback off you.
Read it.
This can't continue to go on. We can't.
Oh, shit, Joe Madden.
Yeah, no, we can't annually be in this position. We deserve better than that.
Oh, tell me something I don't know.
What's your next year's agenda?
Monica, let him get it. Let him get the quote out.
Is it? Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I just told her to be quiet, and then you didn't finish the quote.
Okay, well.
Just read the whole thing.
Okay.
It's like a paragraph.
Why are you getting mad at me?
I'm helping you. And then you just turn your back and like, you don't want it.
All right, all right. People like this, by the way.
Dead air, though.
Yeah, so
where was that? Is it to participate in the AOS and hopefully possibly make it?
Start it over. I don't know what language you're speaking.
I'm reading.
That's because you're tweeting. We all know what he's saying. We all
start from the top and don't stop until the quote is done.
Finish your tweeting.
Just start from the top. And then just continually go and only stop if there's a comma or a period.
I didn't realize the Padres are such big Saw fans.
This can't continue to go on. We can't annually be in this position. We deserve better than that. What's your next agenda? Sorry, I can't talk. What's your agenda next year? Is it to participate in the AL West and hopefully possibly make it to the end of the play in October? That's it.
You ended that with like a question.
Like, I don't know. Like, one, I don't understand the Joe Madden quote. And then two, Pete reading it like that also didn't really make sense.
Why don't you read it?
But you pulled it up. You're the quote guy.
Yeah. And I read it.
Barely. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Like, he's asking us, like, what's your goal to compete in October? Mad. Like, our goal is to compete in October. Like, what are you talking about?
No, well, I think he's frustrated with the front office. That's what he's trying to get at.
Carl, break this down for me in English because I don't understand anything right now. Pull the quote up, Pete. Show it to Carl and have Carl break it down to
Joe
me.
Madden is just saying.
But it doesn't make sense to me what he's saying. Like, he's being like, what's your goal to compete for the AOS?
He's being facetious.
He's like, what's your goal to compete in the AOS for October? Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's making a statement to the front office. He's saying,
what's your goal, end quote, to compete in fucking for the AL in October? Like, that's the goal. But he's being facetious. He's being like a cool fucking hippie guy that like, hey, dude, we're over it.
That shit like runs really thin. Like I said, the van shit, I was looking at the Angels YouTube today and there's just a clip of him riding a bike. And it's like, that's cool and stuff, but it's like it's cool when we're winning. Like when we're losing, it's not, like I don't understand this quote. I really don't get it. Why don't you just, I mean, to be cookie, like all the times we ask him not to be cookie cutter. Like right now is probably a time to just give us cookie cutter answers till the end of the year. Like,
I think he's trying to show that he's frustrated in like a digestible way, but it's coming off pretty annoying because he's like,
it's funny. Like 2 days ago, he wore a shirt that says "Don't suck," and like,
well, then you have to wear that back in April.
Oh yeah, duh.
Well, we weren't sucking in April.
We lost 15-1 to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, but we were like 7-3.
All right. I mean, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the like anonymous like. Or like the ambiguous.
I don't like being snarky when we suck.
Yeah, you can't be snarky when you suck. You got to be like at least somewhat.
If you're going to be snarky, be like, oh yeah, a guy gave up 8 in the ninth, but we're still 70-25. Like, but you can be snarky in those moments, yeah. You know? So I just don't, I mean.
Where do you think he falls on the, the great war, I guess we'll call it. Like, what side do you think he's on? Like, do you think he is? I mean, he's got to be on the, like, give me the right tools, I'll get the job done side, or you think he's on the.
I mean, if we're being honest with what he's had to deal with this season, it's like, imagine you tell, hey, bro, I'm going to give you this elite job. You're going to be.
Is it elite? Is the Angels coaching position? Like, you think that's an elite? Is that a top 10 job in Major League Baseball?
Opportunity to coach Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani? Like, most guys will take that. Yeah, but then you also say, hey, I'm going to give you the option. Hey, you're going to be able to run the 40 to try to get a roster spot in the NFL, but you have to do it with no shoes, and the ground's going to be super hot. Like, that's the equivalent of not having Mike Trout.
And then 20 yards in, it's hot coal. Like, and then 30 yards in, it's water.
Like, and then it's like, that's like not having Mike Trout, and then that's Anthony Rendon not being healthy, and then that's Dylan Bundy not being what we thought he was going to be, and then that's Jared Walsh getting hurt halfway through the season. And it's just like, like, for him to do what he's done with what he's been kind of dealt, it's commendable. I mean, but we're not here for
not
here for participation fucking trophies.
He was either. Like kind of giving credit for, like, I mean, like, as there's people who've been at each other's necks for, like, David Fletcher, which is like, you know, the floor is like mixed on him. Fan favorite, struggling. But I mean, yeah, he's been given, like, he's been asked to do so much. I think the least we could do is just be happy that he's in the, I mean, like, he hasn't missed a game. He's missed one, maybe.
Fletch.
A handful. How many games has Fletch missed?
Yeah, I think he's been active the whole year.
Yeah, right? Like, he might have been benched. What happened to you?
That would never happen again.
What happened?
Which game are we talking about?
Look at this fucking guy in the Padres game gets picked off.
Isn't that a ball?
And then,
no.
Then Marsh gets backpicked in the same fucking play. Like, at the exact same time.
There it goes.
That was insane that just happened.
That is wild.
Oh, a little swim move.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of David Fletcher stuff going on, so I don't really want to get into that, but let's get into questions. Start with the weird one.
I mean, just to end the David Fletcher shit, it's fucking annoying that it's cool to be, like, a hater. Like,
it
that,
is. No, like, it's that's not how it started, though. Like,
the but now thing people that started, are rooting for him to fail. Like, haha, I fucking told you.
The
like,
thing how it started is he sucks. It was never, he sucks, put him here. It was just, he sucks. So you say he sucks, and then a bunch of people are like, he doesn't suck, you're tripping. And then later on, the first argument turns into, no, I said he sucks, but put him in this spot. And it's like, well, now you're just like, it's whatever, like, you're just moving goalposts now.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, well, if you would have just said he sucks, put him here from the beginning, I don't think you get the backlash that you get. But, I mean, you're just arguing with
children. But also, like, if you're actively rooting for someone to underperform to fit your narrative, you're the biggest kind of fucking loser.
I just don't know, like, what you're watching. Like, why are you watching?
It's like, if you're rooting, it's like me rooting for the Lions and being like, oh man, I really hope Jared Goff fucking sucks this week so that I can be right about him.
And I've also been thinking about it, is you, like, let's say you have been rooting for Jared Goff to suck and it's week 15 and he's been starting and sucking the whole time. And you're like, I'm right. I called it since week one. He's been sucking since week one and he's still been the starting quarterback for 15 weeks. Like, you just had 15 weeks of, like, I don't know, like, what you have.
No views.
Expand, though. Like, you don't know what you have with what.
So, like, I'm saying, I want Jared Goff to suck, right? Or I think he sucks. In week one, I'm like, he sucks, he sucks, he sucks.
Yeah.
The whole time, he's like, maybe, let's say he's playing below average. Week 15, I'm like, see? He's been playing below average.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but, like, you still watched him.
But you saw all 15 weeks.
Like, it's not even that you watched him. It's just, like, the people getting paid to make these decisions, no matter how hard you're clamoring, have not budged.
No matter how
once.
Right you think you are.
Even if you're right, like, he's still been lead off all year. And to me, it's wild. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it is.
I just think the whole team is like, has not been performing.
And it's hard. You can't, if you know, I think if all our guys are healthy, Fletcher's not in the lead off.
I don't know. Just to single out one guy.
Fletcher's like nine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's just, we're asking him to do things he's not supposed to do. So
he's not supposed to protect Ohtani in the lineup. He's not supposed to be batting number two, or, you know what I mean? It's just, in my opinion, it's ridiculous. Ohtani, like,
the lack of guys that get on for him.
Yeah, it was like, I think Vlad had 40 more at bats with runners in scoring position. Nine more RBIs.
He had like almost 100 more at bats with runners on, and then it was like 40 more with runners in scoring
with position. Only 9 RBIs.
Yeah, it's fucking insane, dude. Like, so I'm not talking about Vlad this podcast. Yeah. All
right, let's get into questions. There's one that, like, requires special attention, I think.
There's one that requires special attention.
Me?
The questions?
Yeah, is there
not one? You
have
to tell
me
which one.
And that's you.
Is there
that's not me.
One that requires special, like, the guy wanted to not be.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Right. I thought you meant like I need an answer or something.
I wasn't catching on.
Yeah, neither was I. But
alrighty, this one's an anonymous question.
And don't get used to this shit. We're not doing anonymous anymore. Just because I like the guy, we're doing anonymous. But before, if you're gonna ask a question, ask it from your account.
All right.
But I like this guy. So
make a burner.
I just don't want a bunch of people being like, "Oh, I want to ask anonymous." I want like no, say it with your chest. But I like this guy, so I'll let it slide.
So, first date and time meeting at the Big A on Friday night. Crap roster is put out and Angels are likely to lose to the Mariners. What do you do to make the date a success?
Mm. I mean,
that's
don't go to Angel Stadium.
Buy cookies.
No, that could be like a first date.
Buy your Kathy cookies.
Yeah, but wait, let me see who's from.
That doesn't matter.
It's anonymous.
It really is not going to change your like opinion on the thing.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, well, this guy cares about the Angels, so he might like be watching the game. And that's kind of where it gets dicey, because if you're watching the game, you're paying too much attention to the game, that doesn't really matter anymore. Then, you know, girls might get upset, or the girl might get upset, you know, maybe cry, or like...
Cry.
I don't know.
I said, get some helmet nachos. Don't let the Angels stress you out. Just have a good time.
I think it's cool because, like, it's a good icebreaker. Like, the movies, dumbest idea ever. And, like, in retrospect, we always used to go to the movies on dates. And it's like, well, you're not talking the whole
time. That's like middle school.
Pete, you were in middle school yesterday.
That's true.
And you've been a simp since then. But, yeah, I mean, hey, if your date drinks, buy her a couple drinks. Hope that she doesn't hate the Angels too much. And if it works out, say, hey, get used to this. We're coming a lot next year when they start doing well.
Yeah, no, if she stays the, in my opinion, if she stays the whole, like, nine innings, she's a keeper. If at any point she says, like, hey, I want to go home, she's not
the worst one's like, hey, when is this over?
Yeah. If she says that, see ya.
Or no, are we going to stay for the whole thing?
Yep. Mm.
Stab me in the heart.
So, how long does this go on for?
I'm fucking dead.
Do they usually?
Yeah, take I don't know. Long? You just start drinking, so I think that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, just
the only way to deal with the Angels is to drink.
I think so. Like for especially if you're on a date and you want to have a fun time. Like
if you're me, just get Kathy cookies. Because I don't
fuck with that. All right, next question. At JCono89 asks, which Angel player surprised you the most this year, good or bad?
Good or bad. I mean, for me, it's bad, Dylan Bundy.
Mm. Austin Warren. I know he got called up late, but I personally like him.
So he surprised you in a good way.
Yeah. He's like has like a 1.57 ERA. Just for like regular fans, I'm not going to go into FIP. I'm not going to go into Syria. Expected ERA.
Yeah, you don't know baseball.
1.57 ERA. You show me that stat, he's solid.
I mean, you don't know ball.
I don't want to see
you don't know
the ball. Batted balls in play. 1.57 ERA. The guy's Babbitt. Fucking lights out. That's all you got to know.
What is Babbitt?
Doesn't fucking matter.
Ooh.
Like we had a meeting.
That's a nasty pitch.
Like we had a meeting yesterday, and then I told the guy, like, I don't even know what Sierra is.
Yeah, you lost credibility with that.
I don't care.
He probably didn't know what Sierra is.
Just
either.
Kidding. Who surprised you the most, dude?
Ohtani.
Really?
Mm.
You. No one on this room is going to tell me they had him for MVP this year.
No, well, I'm just saying, but you were surprised by his...
For him to burst onto the scene like that, to be the best player in baseball, yeah.
No, he came up as a two-way player. I wasn't surprised. I mean, am I surprised that, like...
Is he just being a contrarian right now?
Yeah. You were surprised that he hit 45 home
runs. Yeah, I was surprised that he hit 45. I'm not surprised.
So you're surprised that he hit 45 home runs?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
So what was the question?
Who
surprised you the most?
Good.
Yeah, Ohtani hitting 45 home runs is a big surprise to me.
All right. Just saying, and...
You're right. No, Elvis Peguero, bro.
I mean, do you want to make conversation on the podcast?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, Ohtani, 45 home runs, the most surprising. No amount of money, you could have been like, here's a free bet, put it on whatever you want with the Angels. I was not going to put it on Ohtani hitting 40 bombs. Carl and I had a bet 2 years ago. Ohtani hit 25 home runs. He hit 22.
Well, he hit 25 his rookie year.
22. Won that bet.
I think the whole Ohtani thing...
Definitely Ohtani for the good. For the bad, Dylan Bundy.
So, like, I think a friend of the pod and Angels manager Perry Berner, he had a tweet that was like, he said, like, if Shohei stays healthy, like, he's the MVP, like, there's no one better in the league. But then, and then he's been doing all this, and then he kind of referenced the tweet back, and he's like, see, I fucking told you guys. And I agree to a certain degree, but also it's like that if he stays healthy caveat is huge, because no one was going to be like, because there was injury concerns before.
I think too. We were all kind of saying that, but even if you, even if you're like, hey, he's going to be healthy all year, no one's thinking 45
home runs.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be hard to say he'd do this. So, yeah, we all knew what he was capable of, but he's done it to like a...
The only person we had at 45 was Trout. Degree. We only had Trout at 45. No one else at 45.
It's like if a girl has heard that this guy has the fucking stroke game, but then he puts it down for 40 minutes and she's never had that before. It's like, yeah, you heard that the guy was going to be pretty fucking good in the sack. But you didn't know he was going to do the fucking Houston pile driver on you.
What an analysis.
I'm telling you.
From Shohei hitting 45 bombs to you getting pile drive for 45 minutes.
Yeah, 40.
All right.
45 is too long.
Would you rather hit 45 bombs or pound for 45 minutes?
45 home runs, easy.
Yeah, same here.
40 is too long.
Yeah, no, I was just
nothing,
gonna say,
nothing cooler than 45 home runs, I think.
Give me 17 minutes.
But yeah, bad. I mean, Bundy. Like, I don't, like, I mean, it's hard to not. I think everyone was like, yeah, this guy's going to be good. We were like, we fixed him. And then he broke again.
No, I wasn't. I knew Bundy was going to be bad.
Yeah.
To be honest.
All right.
Pete, why aren't you the GM?
Yeah. PDGMs.
Okay, next question. At Halo's Jam asks, three words to sum up the Halo season.
Three words? We don't believe.
It's good. I like that.
Boner killer.
Oh, sounds like two words, but I'll give it to you.
So, that sounds like a Pete word.
Hey, I mean, I'll what the it? Fuck?
What Bo, the fuck?
Boner killer.
Mine's what the fuck? Or,
oh my god,
a la verga.
A la verga is pretty good. Oh my god is another one, like, because that's, we could say
we
that
said
that
the, Rich so Walsh.
Oh my
year.
Goodness,
like, you could say that, like, for the home runs, you could say that for, like, this guy's hurt, you could say, you know, whatever. So,
or if we're gonna be nice, we could say Big Fly Otani son.
I feel like you could say,
you say a lot of things, bro. It's been a wild fucking ride.
Injured list, no, I don't
to
know.
Think yeah, that but. The season's like. Done in 2 weeks.
The fact that we had to sit through that, this is obvious. Like, me and Carl were talking about it yesterday, is one of the, this season's horrible.
It's pretty bad. 2019 is like,
this one is bad.
This is really bad.
Really bad.
Speaking of boner killer, you know we're in a 5-game losing streak right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be 6.
Boner killer.
It's gonna be 6. Monica's boner went
so all the way down.
Well, doesn't have a dick.
Yep. All right, El Palito Fuerte asks,
yes.
Any chance we get a eulogy for the season?
Bro, we're going to get a eulogy for your drop cups.
We got a eulogy for the Niners. Yeah. Yeah, man, we're gathered here today to honor what was a disaster from the second month on. We hope we never have to go through something like this again where they just kind of...
What if, like, I just told you, like, hey, we're going to run it back next
build year. Build us up. The same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Dude, like, how...
I'd do it.
How demoralizing is that? Like, the fact that, like... The fact that this could happen again. Like, it, and most likely will in a different shape or form.
It won't.
Maybe not next year, but, like, from the within the next 10 years, you think it's never going to happen again?
Chances are highly likely.
Yeah, so, like, I'm saying, get ready for it.
It's crazy. I always had this dream where I was like, man, I really hope two of my teams win on the same day. And, like, the other night, the Lions played on Monday night and the Angels were playing and both of them got crushed. And I was like, yeah, this is not what I had in mind.
That's dude. The
this
worst.
This is not what I asked
that
for.
That is the worst feeling of all time, to have both of your teams playing at the same time, like USC and the Angels. Or
yeah. You
know, and then they just both get wrecked and you're just like, oh, that's not fun.
Man, I really thought this year was the year.
I think we all did.
I think everyone did, Pete.
We all.
I don't think anybody went in thinking, like, we're going to suck.
20 games.
No, not if you're that one guy. That
I would have slapped the shit out of someone.
But with injuries?
In April, if you said that we're a fourth place team, I would slap the shit out of you.
That one guy.
He didn't know that shit in April. He knew Trout.
You know what I'm talking about.
He knew Trout was done the second Trout got off the field.
That guy knows everything. He knows everything.
I knew we were a fourth place
team. Man, I was.
He's never been wrong.
Yeah.
But with all the injuries, that blow pen, you stand no chance. There was no shot.
It really is hard to make a playoff spot. Like, I'm not even going to lie. People act like it's fucking easy. Look how good the Yankees have been. They're not going to make it. You know, look how good, you know, it's unbelievable. Like, you just got to, like, really get those division games early. And, yeah, like, you just have to get them early. And if you don't, like...
Yeah, your friends at...
I don't have friends.
Starting Nine?
Friends.
Friends at Starting Nine.
Okay.
The Padres, dude, I've... The trades and the acquisitions that they made in the beginning...
Acquisitions.
Whatever. Made in the beginning of the season...
Or they're going to win the division.
I don't know how to bet, but if I was to bet on a team... Padres.
Would have been them, yeah. 100%.
And, dude, they just...
The Giants were supposed to be a third-place team.
Yep, and I blame you, Carl.
What did I do?
Why? Carl's hot corner.
Because he put the Padres on there.
The hot corner started, like, 3 weeks ago.
I think you might be Bob.
A couple more questions, and we'll wrap it up.
You knew that Ohtani was going to do what he did this year, so maybe you should have placed a bet on him.
Mm.
You're Kevin Kiermaier.
Me?
Yeah, did we even talk about that? I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah, that... after the questions, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. At J_Munchies asks, your thoughts on why Stefanik wasn't given a chance this season?
Mm. Oh, there's a
Does
quote.
Perry trade him this offseason while value is high, or keep him and hope he has similar production at MLB level?
This guy is like the fucking Reggie Bush of AAA. Like, he just, every time I turn the TV on, he's getting a single, double, cycle, watch, home run. Can he not play or can he play? Like, what's the deal? What are we doing?
He can play.
Then what are we doing?
He can play.
Call his ass up.
No.
Why not?
He just
PGM one.
No, he's just like another Rojas. I mean,
let's find out.
Like another Rojas, but Rojas was tearing it up in AAA last year. They called him up, shit the bed when he first got called up. Wasn't doing too hot. I mean, I just think, hey, let him season a little bit. AAA. This doesn't mean anything. Let Renjifo do his little fugitive thing at short, and then why start the clock on him right now? You know, just
wasn't he like 28?
Yeah.
He's old?
I don't know how old he is, to be honest.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
I just know that he sent a bunch of videos to the teams, and the Angels just happened to pick him. That's all I know about him. And I know that he bangs.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask the same question about, like, Matt Theis.
He's been up before, though.
Yeah, Theis can catch better than Kurt, though. I don't know why he's not up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not, like, I can't give you an answer.
Yeah, we're not Perry Burner, though.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I call him up, trade him. I don't really care. I mean, but if he's making that much noise, like, how do you not call him?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You have to. So.
All right, last question for episode 73.
Is that all of them, or is it just the last one?
You said a couple more, so I was counting that as the last one.
That was one more.
No, we did one.
No, I said a couple more, and then you did one, and then you're like,
all right. So I'm doing another one, and that's two.
Do all of them.
At @CurtisCook_ asks, if you got a free jersey to rock next season, what player are you choosing?
Jordell.
Iglesias.
You Sandoval. Already have that.
Yeah, but he's asking if you, like him.
Jordell. Easily.
Mm.
Yeah, he's asking if you got it, right? So you would get another Rysel?
Yeah.
So you bought a Rysel, and if they're like, hey, you get a free
one. Well, no, that Iglesias Rysel one is getting framed, so I'm.
One to wear?
Another one? Iglesias, when they extend him.
Frame my nuts.
If they don't extend him,
I will be mad.
You're fired.
I literally told
Perry. Because the Angels are going to see it. The Angels are going to see it and be like, do we really want to make this guy happy?
If they don't extend him, it's going
to
be
They full. Don't. Yeah. They don't want to see me happy.
They don't. So they're going to be like, let's not extend this guy. Fuck him.
No, I told Perry face to face, hey, dude, extend him.
Yeah, he looked.
I think he listened to you.
He looked annoyed.
Yeah, he did. He was like, dude, I know who you are.
Does he know who you are?
He probably does.
Nah, I don't think so.
He did not say that, Peter.
No, he didn't say that, but I know
God
he knows
damn
me.
Damn it, Peter.
I know he knows me.
You know he knows you because you're on the radar.
Radar.
All right.
At Shobei Junana asks, besides Warren, who do you think is the most promising out of the rookie pitchers that could immediately help next season?
To be honest, the only one I know is Warren.
Hey, Pete, can you let us answer first and then you can go?
I'm sorry.
Or do you want to answer?
One
let's let Pete answer all of them.
You don't think C-Rod and Detmers?
Well, C-Rod's a starter, in my opinion.
You just said rookie pitchers that can help.
Oh, okay.
You're answering before you even hear the rest of the
question. Hey, can we answer them, or is it just all Pete?
Go ahead, Max.
I just want to know. I don't want to interrupt.
No. I just said Warren.
He said anyone besides Warren. Did you even listen to the question?
Yeah, I did, but I just like...
Why, can
I
you
just,
say the question
And I
again?
Said, the only person just, I really know
listen,
is Warren.
Listen to the question, then answer it.
Besides Warren, who do you think is the most promising out of the rookie pitchers that could immediately help next season?
The only person that I really know is Warren.
Can I answer?
I just know Warren.
Can I answer?
I just know Warren.
Reed
Max
Detmers.
To you.
Reed Detmers. That's what I want. I want him to be good.
Because you have his card or no?
No, I just want him to be good.
I think if we're answering this question, or like if I'm really putting thought to this question, it's C-Rod because he can be a starter and he can be a reliever. Like he showed that he can do both. So you can put him in a game in a big situation, or you can have him throw five or six for you to start it. But yeah, I mean, I would love all of them to be good.
And the Angels are alive right now. Their bases loaded, no outs, bottom of the seventh. Let's go.
At I am KYF asks, who exceeded your preseason expectations? Who flopped? What direction do you think the team is heading towards?
This is my guy, Kevin.
It was kind of similar to the last question.
Yeah, I think we kind of answered this. So obviously, Ohtani, Bundy kind of flopped. Who else flopped?
Iggy flopped.
Iggy kind of flopped.
Quintana flopped.
A bunch. I think it's hard to say. It's hard not to say direction trending up. Like, you get Trout back. You get.
It's hard to go lower than this.
I don't know, man. This is literally like what can go wrong has gone wrong. Like everything's gone wrong. Yeah, I think it's hard to, if they do this next year, like I'm gonna be impressed because it's gonna be like I don't know how, but kudos if they do it next year. It's just impressive
for them to still be even in striking distance of 500. I know it's like 10 games now or like 9 games now or something.
Still in reach though, yeah.
But with everything that has happened for them to be that close, it's pretty fucking nuts.
It is. Well, stadium's kind of not bad for, like, there's some fans there. Consider, yeah, like all things considered. Tickets. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Great.
Thanks for bringing that up, Pete.
At BuckyBucky21 asks, who do you want to see do the play-by-play full-time next year alongside Gooby? Feel like Jose Mota is the most deserving.
Dallas Braden. Buy him from the A's. I don't know how. Just do it.
I want Fernando Tatis in the booth.
All right, next question. At AAA pitcher asks, does Jared Walsh need to platoon at first base versus left-handed pitchers? And then he put under 60 WRC plus versus lefties.
I mean,
not all of them, maybe some of them.
Remember when we thought Walsh had fixed his shit with lefties when he hit that bomb off of Chapman? And we're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's back.
You guys are done. Like, yeah. The league is rattled. Like, honestly, notice the league.
I wouldn't hate, like, him and Gosselin splitting time. Like, obviously, like, 70-30 in favor of Walsh. For sure. But I wouldn't hate him doing it with, like Gosselin maybe getting most of the left-handed hacks.
Yeah, like, I don't think Walsh has to, like, be exclusively for righties. But I think, like, yeah, I wouldn't mind Gosselin or...
I wouldn't mind 3 runs from the Padres right now either.
Yeah, me neither. Wouldn't mind that. I think you can, but I think he's good enough to where you don't like. Yeah, unless if it stays like that, I think you have to. But
you think like a Pujols role?
Not that bad. 70-30, I think you said it right.
What is Albert getting like?
I don't know.
Like, I'm just wondering because that's kind of what it seems like. They platoon him, right?
But no, yeah, I think you can do 70-30 with Walsh and then maybe Gosselin or someone else.
Fernando Tatis Jr.? Splitting time at
probably
first?
Not him, but maybe, I don't know, Vlad Jr.?
Fuck. I don't want that guy on our fucking team anymore. Right, it's not even his fault.
All right.
At Jesus Sebs asks, what song comes to mind when you think of the Angels 2021 season?
Ooh, that's a good question. Kanye West, All Falls Down.
That's good.
Day and Night.
Yeah, Day and Night. Now that Pete said that, yeah, Day and Night. Him laying in his room looking up at the ceiling. Day and Night for sure. Did you play it?
We're going to get pulled.
After we lose.
All right. Just kidding. At EJM10 _ asks, what was the best game y'all went to this year?
Mine was the Walsh walk. Oh, sorry, Max.
The Walsh walk-off that you went to?
Yes.
Which one was that?
Orioles?
No, the first, like, the second game of the season? Second or third?
The fourth game of the season?
It was the first game?
The fourth?
Fourth game, sorry.
On Easter?
Fourth, sorry.
Can we answer now?
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
I said, sorry, Max.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's you know.
It's your pod.
It's you.
We can go now?
Go ahead.
All right. Tough to beat that Orioles game. But
also first first Houston
series. Oh, yeah, I think it has to be the the Ohtani when he hit 29 and 30, that was the best game of all time, I think.
The first Houston series was tight, too, when we came back against the Astros, and there was that one guy sitting there, and then his girl tweeted us, and we're like, yeah, it's our girl now.
Houston Astros.
Remember when we went down there?
Yeah, we beat him, right?
Guy with, two rows in front of us, and we just went down and took a picture with him.
Also, the game where Iglesias came in the eighth, no outs, bases loaded, that game was pretty
electric. That game was pretty electric.
So oh, that was
that game might be too. Tight. Yeah, that one might be it.
That was when he solidified. Like, we always kind of knew he had the stuff, but that's when he was like, okay, this guy's a real
deal. He was a fucking monster.
That's when he was what?
That's like, this guy's a real fucking deal.
He's a fucking cyclone.
Dang it.
Not my whatever you want me to say. Yeah.
So close. I thought I had you there.
How many more is there?
There's a few. At underscore Noah.
Oh, wait, sorry. The Yankee game was fucking sick.
Oh, when we waved goodbye to everybody?
Yeah. That was sick.
That was pretty fun.
I like that video.
At Noah Alvarez asks, what was the most memorable moment of the season for you guys? So similar question.
The Walsh walk-off in New York.
Yeah, that was really dope. I really was a big fan of Shohei hitting that home run in Fenway around the pesky pole.
That one was cool.
That was really dope. In person, we'll take that, Max. In person, that day that you just brought up, Shohei hitting 29 and 30.
Yeah, the Orioles. That was the check game when we brought the check.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that game was pretty cool.
Oh, so that was the same game as the walk-off, huh?
It was.
As Walsh?
It was.
I don't know. Walsh walked it off, and yeah. I wanted to go to Biggs, and you guys left me hanging. Yeah, I remember that game.
Oh, yeah, it was that one.
No,
we didn't.
Oh, Crawford.
All right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't think I've asked this one yet. At outlaw underscore NR, do Kyle Tyler and Austin Warren stay on the major league roster next year?
Warren for sure.
Warren, no doubt. Yeah.
Kyle Tyler, I don't know, maybe. Spring training for sure, but anything after that, I think it's on him.
Invite.
Yeah.
Next one. He kind of has a weird name, huh?
Two first names. Don't like it. Also, that sounds like Kyle Tucker. Don't like him. All right, let's wrap it up. I gotta wake up early, so...
All right, last question. At Chopsticks05, can we get at Rocks in the OF cast to go live on Instagram? Wouldn't mind seeing Max Air Jordan 1 yelling at Soto P underscore 23 live
by the end of the season. By the time you get to this point, it's been a whole lot of it. But I don't want people to think I'm a bully.
It doesn't
spice up the end of the season. Maybe we could stream like the last game or something.
We'll figure something out. But yeah, no, if you're at this point of the podcast, you're like, damn, stop yelling at him. He's dead already.
Like the Simpsons meme?
Yeah, like, stop. He's dead already. but iron sharpens iron. I need Pete to be on his best.
I need Kendall Graveman to...
Wait, why do you guys want the... I know you guys... Never mind. You guys better. You guys better. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. I just can't, like... why else would we want?
Yeah, that's why I was like, you guys better. Numbers.
I thought it was illegal in California. I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
He's literally going to burn us out. Like, hey, by the way, guys.
Remember that game that you...
All right, is there any more questions or is that it?
That's all I got. All
right, cool. So, Rocks in the Outfield, episode 73, been a rough ride. Sorry to cut it short, but I have to go. I have to wake up early tomorrow, 5 a.m. Not fun. I don't care if you guys don't think that's early. That's very early. That's like murderer hours. So, if you guys need a haircut, go to Rico's, 405 West Commonwealth in Fullerton. Number one spot to go get a cut. Not many Angels games left, so if you get a cut, you might just have to go have a nice cut somewhere else.
That's where I'm going Friday.
Yeah, getting
a cut and then going to the game.
You're getting a cut, then going to the game.
Yep.
Nice. Just how we advertise. So, yeah, that's fun. Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. We really need reviews. So review it 5 stars and then write like a little rate, like rate it and then write a review. Basically being like, hey, these guys are funny. Pete won't let Max answer any questions, even though it's Max's podcast, but still they're super funny. Yeah.
So if you write a review, I'll buy you a beer at spring training.
Write something about Carl, write something about Monica, and keep it going. So then we can kind of grow. I'm really excited for 2020. I know 2021 kind of sucks, but it's like, hey, look, as the Angels, like the best thing about baseball is you get another hack at it tomorrow or next year. So there's always tomorrow. There's always... next year, unless we move cities and turn into like a different logo. So then there's not always next year. But
Long Beach Demons.
As far as the Angels, we'll be back in 2022. But this podcast is going to keep rolling. I think I said it after the games are over. We'll do a little bit of playoffs. We'll maybe stream a game or two. And then we'll probably have some podcasts related around like certain guys. So we'll just have like a Walsh podcast. It'll just be an hour just of us talking about Walsh this season. You know, Fletcher, Rendon, we'll kind of bulk those guys in together if they had a shorter season, and we'll just do that. So we can kind of lead the season. We'll go from like the end of the season, playoffs, winter meetings, and then Carl and I will take a break. And then, you know, we'll kick it up full gear. He's 2020. Definitely would not allow that. And then 2020, yeah. When 2020 comes, I feel like that's
2022.
Yeah, why do you keep on saying 2020?
What did I say?
You kept on saying 2020.
2020 didn't count for me, so we're going back.
When 2020 comes, we're going to be
in we'll a be time there.
Machine. We're going to be league around the news.
2022, that's hard to say, will be a big year. And I think we, you know, maybe not even 22, maybe 23, but 22 should be fun to say the least. We're going to have a lot of things for the fans, and, you know, we're going to have stuff that, like, you see other fan bases have in terms of like fan groups and fan support. That's what we're going to have for the Angels, bare minimum, if not more. So, yeah, Carl.
Let's ride, baby.
Where do you want them?
Finish the game
to see your fucking videos.
Strong. Finish the season strong. Try to still be a fan at the end of it. Get a team to ride with in the playoffs, but don't post pictures of you wearing their gear because then you're a fucking bandwagon.
Someone did that, Chilchito.
And then, man, just appreciate your support. Thanks for riding.
Where can they follow you? Tell them that.
I don't think I think
they want to follow
everyone
you.
Everyone that listens to
they
this
want to follow you.
Dude.
They want to follow you.
You can follow me to spring training.
All right, follow them to spring training. Pete, where can they follow you?
Nah. Top Golf.
Pete, say your fucking Twitter. Let's get out of here.
Soto P underscore 23. I thought it was a joke, but.
All right, Monica, yours, and then we'll get out.
I liked it.
At M Zepeda.
How many A's?
Three.
Yes.
Too many. Follow me on Twitter, MaxAirJordan1. That's the number one spot to get all the Angels jokes. If you're looking for Sierra, I don't even know what that is.
Sierra!
So if you guys, I'm still waiting for the day for someone to be like, you don't even know baseball stats. I'll be like, you're right, I don't. So that's been Rocks in the Outfield, episode 73. Fuck, series preview. We got, who do we have after this?
Don't we have Seattle after this?
Astros, Seattle, Texas, Rangers, Oakland, Seattle, whatever. We'll catch you guys later. Thank you guys for listening. Go Angels.
Love you. Bye.